Open Water 20. Section 1, Diving in General, Part 3. Version 2.04, February 1, 2017. Always check this version you are listening to is the same as the version available on DiverAid.com. Breathing Techniques. The best way to breathe using either a snorkel or regulator is simply in a relaxed manner with full breaths. Be cautious when you first put the regulator in your mouth and exhale first to remove any water. Breathe deeply, slowly, and continuously to get the most out of your lung capacity. Relax as much as possible. This will conserve your breathing gas. Try not to overexert yourself while diving. Keep a relaxed pace. What to do if water enters your mouthpiece? It is possible that you will have a small amount of water in your mouthpiece, so to avoid inhaling this into your throat, we use airway control. Proper airway control points to remember. Exhale sharply through the mouthpiece or use the purge to remove water. After clearing your regulator, inhale cautiously. Use your tongue as a splash guard by putting the tip on the roof of your mouth when taking initial breaths. After inhaling slowly, exhale sharply to expel any water left. If you cough from inhaling a little water, don't worry, relax and cough into the mouthpiece while holding it in your mouth. With experience, it will all seem very easy. Even if you have to be sick underwater, you can simply hold the mouthpiece and be sick. It's obviously not a nice feeling being sick anywhere, but it can be done underwater. Raid note, always breathe slowly, deeply, and continuously when scuba diving. Movement in water. Wading through water is harder than walking in air. This is because water is much more dense than air and creates resistance to your movement. Divers move slowly, steadily, and deliberately to conserve energy and hence gas. Streamline yourself, keep level and keep your equipment, hoses and gadgets tucked close to your body. Do not overweight yourself as this increases your drag. Your instructor will teach you how to achieve proper wading during your confined water sessions. Fast swimming causes you to get tired quickly, so relax and take it easy. Moving slowly allows you time to observe what is in your surroundings so you can really enjoy your dive. Currents are rarely uniform and usually stronger at the surface and around points of land in narrow passes. Swim across the current or go to the bottom as soon as possible, making sure you don't exceed your maximum depth. Communication. As mentioned previously, divers need to communicate underwater and occasionally have special above water signals. Good clear communication is important when diving. Methods of communication include hand signals, whistles, writing on slates or wet notes, banging on your cylinder, touching your buddy, revving of an engine by the skipper to recall divers, underwater sirens, surface floats or markers. To communicate with your buddy underwater, you first need to gain their attention by possibly waving, touching them or banging on your tank. Hand signals are generally the best way to communicate underwater, and you will start using this method in the confined water section of this course. On the surface, if you are a long way from the boat or shore, use a whistle or the dedicated hand signals to communicate with those further away like the skipper or surface support. You can also activate or inflate your surface marker buoy. Dive boats have a recall signal which the dive guide, skipper, or captain will inform everyone about. Either revving the engines, banging on metal, or use of an underwater siren could be used. If you hear the recall, surface slowly away from the boat while looking up, establish positive buoyancy and wait until the captain signals you to come to the boat. Hand signals. Underwater, speaking to each other is hard to understand, so divers have developed hand signals. These are located on the RAID website under the Training Tools menu / My Documents and also listed below for you to become familiar with. Okay. Equalize. Out of gas. Stop. Down. Up. Something wrong. Look. The 5 most important rules of scuba diving. You will learn many things during the course, but here is a summary of the most important rules in diving. 1. Never hold your breath. 2. Ascend slowly, no faster than 9 meters or 30 feet per minute. 3. Monitor your air supply. 4. Stay close to your buddy. And 5. Equalize your ears. Safety tips before diving. 1. Learn to dive with a qualified scuba instructor. 2. Attend refresher courses. 3. Always carry an oxygen and first aid kit or check that one is available at the dive site. 4. Do not forget your insurance membership card or emergency insurance and check its expiry date. 5. Plan a day free from diving after every 3 to 4 diving days. 6. Eat and drink adequately, avoiding alcohol, never dive with a hangover. 7. Hydration is critical for safe diving, have a reusable water bottle handy. During the dive, 1. Always dive with a buddy and with surface support. 2. Take into account any currents or rough sea. 3. Do not yo-yo dive, go up and down continuously. Do not exceed a 9 meters or 30 feet per minute ascent rate, and if possible, slow down in the last few meters or feet. 4. Never hold your breath when ascending. 5. Always carry out a 3 to 5 minute safety stop, at a depth of 5 meters or 15 feet.